It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. The Dallas St. Patrick's Day Parade will take over Greenville Avenue tomorrow. As KERA's Christina Martinez reports, the big party means a lot of road closures.
If you're not going to the parade, you'll want to stay out of the way. Streets begin shutting down at 8 o'clock. That includes southbound Matilda Street. Then at 9 o'clock, southbound Greenville Avenue closes between Park and Mockingbird Lanes. Northbound Greenville follows at 10 o'clock, and then the parade starts at 11 a.m. That's at Greenville Avenue and Blackwell Street, and then it ends at SMU Boulevard and Central Expressway. Southbound Greenville should be closed until 4 o'clock. Roads will reopen after the parade ends and crews clear all the trash off Greenville. In addition to the parade, there's also a 5K and a block party. More than 100,000 people are expected to attend. Organizers say it's the largest St. Patrick's parade in the Southwest. Christina Martinez, KERA News.
The Texas legislature is meeting in Austin for the next few months. We're answering some of your questions about what goes on at the state capitol as part of our Texas Decides project. So today's question comes from L.K. Smith. She asks, how do you find out when a bill is up for consideration in the legislature and when it will be voted on? Ben Philpott is a senior editor with KUT, the public radio station in Austin. He suggests checking out the state's legislative website, capitol.state.tx.us.
If you happen to know the bill's number, you can very easily get on the website, type in whatever it is, and do a search. The search box is right there in the dead center, kind of in the near the top of the main webpage, legislative website. And that will take you to the bill's overall page, which has tons of information on it, including the history, the text of the bill, the different actions that it's gone through. That means floor votes and such. And that will let you know under actions, has it been sent to a committee? Has it been assigned to a House calendar to come up for a floor debate in the House? Has it been put on the intent calendar for the Senate? And what day it's been put on that calendar? And that's kind of an indication of how soon it may come up there in the Senate.
KERA wants to know what you want to know about the Texas legislature. You can send your questions about the legislature at keranews.org. Just look for a box with an image of the state capitol. We'll answer them throughout the legislative session. The Dallas Theater Center recently presented Shakespeare's The Tempest, but a tempest like no other North Texas has seen. Professional actors were joined on stage by 100 regular citizens, plus local marching bands and choirs. This kind of show will be an annual project at the theater called Public Works Dallas. Art and Seek's Hadi Mawagdi and Jerome Weeks saw The Tempest and debated its highs and lows for this week's State of the Arts.
So, Jerome, I must confess, I've never seen The Tempest live on stage before. But even to me, the Theater Center's production seemed pretty unusual. I mean, Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings performing a wedding on stage, and big musical numbers with drum lines and dancers and huge crowds. Here's a clip. So what did all of this do to The Tempest?
It made it a celebration, a civic pageant. Or think of it as real community theater. Public Works Dallas aims to include, as much as possible, the community of Dallas on stage. We saw Aztec dancers and the Inner City All-Stars Brass Band, who I really enjoyed. We saw school kids and elderly folks. Public Works Dallas also aims to get the Dallas community into the theater seats. So Dallas, more or less, gets to see itself on stage. It's an admirable goal. Artistic director Kevin Moriarty was drawing in people who normally don't feel at home in the Arts District. As Moriarty said in a stirring opening night speech, "In this democracy, the arts are every person's birthright. I mean, our tax money helped pay for the district. It's ours." Now, you saw some of that effort because you reported on how Public Works Dallas made all this work.
That's right. This production of The Tempest cost $600,000. But much of that money went to months and months of training before anything or anyone went up on stage. The DTC and SMU teamed up with 5 community centers around Dallas to bring in ordinary folk who wanted more culture in their lives. So professional actors helped prepare them to perform. And of course, the DTC also teamed up with artists like Dark Circle's contemporary dance and hip-hop singer Sam Lau.
And that was the big special effect this Tempest offered, this huge, colorful crowd of Dallasites on stage. And the extent of community involvement is new and welcome. But the show itself was the logical extension of what Moriarty has previously done. He's always simplified Shakespeare. He's always tried to make the plays accessible to high school students. Believe me, he's used pop songs and squirt guns and confetti before.
You make all that sound like a drawback. I mean, I had performers run past me and squirt me with water, and that was fun, and so was seeing some of the people that I knew on stage.
Yes, but it is a limited approach to Shakespeare. This Tempest was originally created by Lear de Bassenet in New York, and it strips out a lot. Shakespeare's story has the wizard Prospero banished to an island by his evil brother. And Prospero, with the magical help of Ariel, his servant Genie, seeks revenge by having his brother shipwreck on the island. But most of the relationships here didn't feel real at all, except for André de Shields as Prospero and Liz Michael as Ariel. The tenderness between those two felt real. De Shields' greatest moment came when he dropped Prospero's vengeful majesty and asked, "What should I do now? Is this where we'll always meet? Is this all of the man we'll ever see? Is this where we'll always be? Somewhere at an angry in between." You gotta admit, "somewhere at an angry in-between" is just a clunky lyric.
That may be, but, you know, this isn't so much about perfect lyrics or depth of acting. It's about finding and engaging new audiences.
I agree completely. I just think depth of acting is one way to engage audiences.
We'll agree to disagree. Thanks so much, Jerome.
It's a pleasure, Adi.
On Sunday, the Dallas Museum of Art is opening the first exhibition curated by the new director, Agustin Arteaga. He comes to Dallas by way of Mexico City, so it's fitting that his first curated show is a major exhibition exploring Mexican modern art. It spotlights iconic artists like Frida Kahlo, Diego Rivera, and José Clemente Orozco. But the director says this exhibition, which features nearly 200 works, is part of a promise he made when he was hired by the DMA.
Since I arrived, I said that one of my big commitments was to work hard to make every people in the city a visitor of our museum.
The exhibition aims to expand what people have traditionally assumed about Mexican art by presenting an array of artists not often seen in America, including filmmakers and female painters. The new exhibition, Mexico 1900 to 1950, is on view until July 16th. Get ready to spring forward this weekend. Daylight savings time starts at 2 a.m. on Sunday. As KERA's Molly Evans reports, some legislators at the Texas Capitol want this to be the last time we have to change our clocks.
These days in Austin, there's not much that has bipartisan support, but some Republicans and Democrats are eager to drop daylight saving time. State Representatives Jason Isaac and Dan Flynn filed bills in the House, and State Senator Jose Menendez filed a bill in the Senate. They want Texas to join two other states that don't change their clocks twice a year. That's Hawaii and Arizona. Isaac tells the Fort Worth Star-Telegram that daylight saving time is a man-made creation and a burden. This isn't the first time Texas lawmakers have wanted to opt out of the time change. Flynn filed a bill during the 2015 session, and it was unsuccessful. Daylight saving time, it's saving, not savings, by the way, started in 1918 as a way to conserve energy. Molly Evans, KERA News.
Right now in Dallas, it's about 75 degrees, and in Fort Worth, the temperature is 67 degrees. You're listening to KERA News.